This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The old adage that every vote counts hits home in a state like Wisconsin, where Donald Trump won by less than a percentage point in 2016. But it could ring especially true for Wisconsin's Hmong leaders, who have been personally courted by the campaign of Democrat Joe Biden this year. As Rob Mentzer reports, Hmong activists say the stakes of the election for their community have never been higher.
When Chirkai Zhang of Green Bay and Yiling Zhang of Weston got to meet former Vice President Joe Biden earlier this year, the experience hit them differently. Chirkai Zhang is 79 and a veteran of the secret war in Laos. Those who know him say he doesn't lose his cool easily. Yiling Zhang was there as his translator, and he got swept up in the moment.
It was kind of funny because when I took him there, I was shaking. I was nervous, but I looked at him and he was as cool as, you know, as you could be, you know?
Hmong soldiers like Chirkai Zhang fought alongside American forces in the 1960s and 70s. Like tens of thousands of other Hmong refugees, Zhang came to the United States after the Vietnam War ended. Through an interpreter, Chirkai Zhang says he asked the Democratic presidential nominee to remember the contributions of Hmong veterans. Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial or ethnic group of voters in the U.S., and in Wisconsin, the Hmong are the largest Asian population. Biden's meeting with Zhang came after years of groundwork by Asian Americans in the Democratic Party seeking to cement Hmong support in Wisconsin. Even Democrats acknowledge that Hmong people don't vote as a bloc, and Republicans are reaching out to Hmong voters too. Hmong entrepreneurs are sensitive to tax or regulation issues and may be more likely to lean toward conservatives. When WPR reached out to the Trump campaign for this story, it said in a written statement that two Hmong pastors in Wisconsin have served as Trump campaign surrogates. But some of Trump's comments this year have made GOP outreach more difficult. In a speech in Duluth in September, Trump railed against refugees.
Another massive issue for Minnesota is the election of Joe Biden's plan to inundate your state with a historic flood of refugees.
Trump wasn't talking about Hmong people, but Mainza Tao of Milwaukee was one of many who heard the Hmong experience in his rhetoric.
We were former refugees. Like, that includes us, you know, and when he creates that hatred, and especially the anti-Asian attacks related to COVID, that's all coming out of his mouth as our president.
The president has repeatedly referred to COVID-19 as the China virus. In the spring, there were dozens of cases of anti-Asian harassment in Wisconsin, stemming from the false notion that Asian Americans were responsible for the pandemic. Before the pandemic, in February, the Hmong community was galvanized by news that the Trump administration was seeking to deport thousands of Hmong people who had committed crimes years or decades ago. Tao leads the Asian American Pacific Islanders for Biden coalition in Wisconsin. She says the threat of deportations touched everyone.
In the Hmong community, we all know. I mean, this is not an exaggeration. We all know somebody who runs the risk of being deported. It is that close to home for each and every one of us.
Of course, not all the issues that motivate Hmong voters are specific to Hmong people. Hmong elected officials speaking at a virtual Biden campaign event this month talked about healthcare protections and the COVID-19 pandemic, the same topics that animate any other demographic group. Many Hmong communities are concentrated in battleground states. Besides California, which isn't a swing state, the states with the most Hmong residents are Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Georgia. If the presidential race is close enough, the Hmong vote could make the difference. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.